It's Monday. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Rim Talk.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another way
to ease my mind
and help my living.
It's Real Talk. It's the daily vlog, Mark Pyers Real Talk. I'm here to help you make smarter moves, to amplify your current state. And I'm here with you on day 329 in a row, the Mark Pyers Real Talk Show. We're actually live on Instagram. I put the camera up, filming the screen again, so at least Instagram could be a part of this live chat. Oh, wow. 6 hours on the road. 6 hours. That's what we did yesterday. And I have to say, my wife is the best. She likes to drive. And I like to drive too, but she gets car sick and I don't want her to get sick. So I always let her drive. And 6 hours, I'm sitting there just in the passenger seat trying to keep her entertained. But we had such a great experience going on Danny Coleman's Rock On Radio yesterday. If you guys had a chance to check that out. And if you didn't, I'll be dropping a concise version of it. Because, most of it, I realized we weren't a part of the entire broadcast. There was a lot. They were talking to guests. They had people calling in. So I'm going to try to drop just the stuff that had to do with Beat Seat. Had to do, it's funny. The last 15 minutes, straight real talk. It's funny. It's a music show. I guess when I start talking and get going on things, just like this, the whole thing changed. It became music, and then all of a sudden we're talking about just being good to each other. And I don't know, it was great. All of a sudden Danny was like real talking us. I looked at Laura, I was like, is this real talk? What are we doing here? So I wanted to share a story with you guys. How important it is to keep your eyes open, to be aware of your signs. You know, we're all reaching for something, right? You're looking to try to reach some goal. And what I find, it's kind of interesting that most people give up on that dream very easily. And a lot of times what you need is a sign. Something to just tell you you're doing okay. You know, when you are on a mission, maybe a personal mission, but when you're on a mission, it could be very, very, I don't know, it could be a very, very difficult road. You kind of feel like you're doing it alone most of the time. You need a support structure of some sort. So, you know, if you have, like I have my family, I was telling somebody about this. I think it was, well, I'm going to tell you this story. We're driving down, and on the way, we were just talking about driving 2.5 to 3 hours to go on a radio station to talk about the Beat Seat. And, you know, we started just the idea that whenever an opportunity comes up, you need to take advantage. You need to jump all over it, and you need to see what comes. You don't know who you're going to meet. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to be listening. And we're saying these things to each other. And as we pull up, we had about 35 minutes before showtime. And we both were just starving. We're saying, you know what? We got here on time. Let's try to eat something before we go live. So we go across the street. Right across the street, there's this pizza place. Walk into the pizza place. And as we sit down, small place, order, we sit down, and there's a couple sitting there with an older gentleman, and one of the guys goes, I know you, like that, and I kind of just look up, and I'm like, huh, I don't know who this gentleman is, and my wife turns, and he goes, he's looking, he goes, I know him, and my wife goes, you know him, you know who he is, he goes, yeah, and then he says to his wife, he goes, doesn't he look just like the guy I played golf with last week? And I go, how did I shoot? Just like making a joke out of it. I'm like, how did I shoot? And he goes, do you play? And all of a sudden we have a conversation. I said, oh, I love to play golf. I haven't played golf in, a long time. I played with my son earlier this year. I played with a friend and his son and my son earlier in the year. My wife and my, basically that's it. It's been a very, we do this Father's Day thing where we go out with my in-laws and all my brother-in-law and everybody who play golf and we get out in the course. But that's about it. I don't get to play golf much anymore because honestly, I'm out there pushing. I'm there talking to this gentleman. He's really nice. And he starts asking me about golf. We're talking about golf. And he says, where are you guys from? You live around the corner? I'm like, no, we're from Connecticut. He goes, what are you doing here? Like, what are you doing in Hightstown, New Jersey? And we said, you know, we're going to be on across the street. There's a radio station. We're going to be going live. And we're talking about, I invented a musical instrument. I patented it. And so he says, what's the musical instrument? So I said, it's the beat seat. It's the drum you play with your hands and feet. I said, it's actually the first drum in the world for guitar players, for solo artists. And he's intrigued. He says, that's really cool. You know, and I said, you know what? I got it in the car. I brought two of them down to show off to Danny while we were playing last night. So I went to the car, grab it, come out, do a quick demo for them. And he's like, he takes the camera. He's like, I'm going to film this. He's like, and now look, he says he knows a few people. That's fine. Maybe he does. Maybe it works out to something. But he filmed it because he thought the product was really cool. And then we're just chatting. So listen, I just want to just point out the situation. We're driving to a radio station 2.5 to 3 hours away. It took us 3 hours. We're hungry. We go across the street to the pizza place with just a half hour before we have to go live. And as we're sitting there, we're having this nice conversation. So one thing leads to another, and I find out the wife is a real estate agent. So now we're talking. We have another thing in common. I'm a realtor in Connecticut. You're a realtor here in New Jersey. Hey, maybe we could have some sort of synergy here. You know, I've been talking for a while about creating this Real Talk Collective, this Connect group where everybody across the country that's giving it straight to their clients is just sending leads to each other because we know we're going to handle it properly. And so I'm talking to her about that. And we're having this great conversation and he's hitting me with like these really great pieces of wisdom, right? And I'm hitting him back with some real talk. And we start going and then my wife says to him, you know, yeah, we're going to do this, but my husband has a daily talk show, a positivity, motivation based. He's a motivational speaker. And he goes, I'm a motivational speaker. I drive 3 hours away, pizza place, sitting across from me is a gentleman drinking a glass of wine, bottle of wine with his wife. He's a motivational speaker. He starts telling me about how he just finished doing an event with Tony Robbins a few months ago and with Sir Richard Branson, showing me photos. And I'm saying to myself, how is this not a sign? I start doing this 329 days ago, coming out here to just bring some positivity to this world, to connect to this energy that we all have access to. And I run into a gentleman 328 days later on a whim, half hour, 3 hours away, radio station. I'm a motivational speaker. Starts telling me about how he's up in front of thousands of people speaking to them, motivating them, inspiring them. And that just gave me everything I needed to say, yes, you know what, Mark? He didn't tell me that he works over at the Gap. He didn't tell me that he's a construction worker. He's an engineer, an architect. He's a motivational speaker. So the final piece to this is this morning I get a nice text message from him because we exchanged information. I'm going to bring him on the Real Talk show. I said, look, would you ever be willing to be on my show? Because I want more people who think like I do, who are out there to just make a difference. Something he said to me that blew my mind and made me realize how connected all of us are, the ones that are out here trying to make a difference. He said, you know what? As soon as my wife started realizing that when we go and help people, we help ourselves. He said, our lives changed. I think he even said they retired. They were able to retire because they started helping people, going out of their ways to make a difference in someone else's life. And then I realize, I start thinking about the 10 minutes prior to him telling me he's a motivational speaker, and I tell him that I'm doing the same thing. I'm walking in a similar path. I'm realizing he's shooting a video of me. He's telling me about the people that he knows. You may be able to figure it out based on that part of New Jersey. Very good friends with, and very good friends with. He's filming me saying, you know what? We're going to send this to the people we know. We know a lot of musicians. This is cool. We're going to send it to people. He says, because we want to help people. He's not asking for something. He's not looking for a cut. He just wants to help because he understands the secret to life. That if he does help me, he's going to fill a little bit more of that soul. He's going to fill a little bit more of that enjoyment, that happiness that he's searching for, that we're all searching for. You know, everything materialistic, it's quick. It's short-lived. Oh, I'm so happy. I'll give you a great example. Right now, new laptop, 3-camera shoot. You know, I'm sitting here doing my thing. I am so thrilled right now to have all this gear around me, this new stuff, right? But a period of time is going to go by, and it's just going to be like, oh, yeah, there's my 3-camera shoot. There's my Real Talk setup. The thrill is gone. The thrill never leaves you when you affect change in another. That's something that never leaves you. It's a part of you forever. It starts to mold you into a better person. You guys know time is short. I don't have to tell you that over and over. I constantly do, though. Because you only have a certain amount of days to do the thing that you're meant to do. And if you don't go after it now, you're never going to accomplish it. And I fear for us all, the ones who are not willing to go out there and try. Again, trying, failing, that is the natural cycle of life. Trial, error, failure, getting up, dusting yourself off, getting going again, making it happen on another thing. You never do that if you sit back and you don't try. Try it all. I tried so many things, and then I found out that I'm a musician. Whoa, I wrote 150 plus songs, featured on MTV and songs that will never be heard. They're in my head, but I created them. I never knew that. I had to live my life. I had to start to experience things, encounter people, learn about new things. And nothing happens overnight. 40 years in, I'm sitting here with you 329 days in, okay? We're just a couple days away from my first full year of Real Talk. And I loved it. A couple weeks ago, one of my followers said, "This is amazing, Mark. It's so great that you've done this, that you've done a full year. What are you going to do at the end of the year when, you know, for next year? Are you going to, you know, you're going to celebrate, take a day off?" No, it's just the beginning of the next year. That's what we're doing. I got Nick, he's actually in Turkey watching this. That's kind of cool. Listen, I love the idea that we're on with the entire planet, whether they're tuning in or not, the idea that we are on, and the planet has access to the show now. YouTube, I can't believe I wasn't doing YouTube for 316 days. I'm like, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. It's where it's at. You're seeing it in 16:9, but you got all kinds of stuff in here like that, right? Now, where is the thing that I got a cool thing coming up for the news. That's my favorite thing. I got a couple of really cool news stories we're going to get into tonight. But remember, guys, let's get back to this recognizing your sign. When you're doing something specific, your RAS filters are open to that. Now, RAS filter, take a look online for that. I don't fully have the information on how to explain it, but here's the best way of doing that. So you buy a brand new red Jeep Wrangler, right? But the whole time up to buying that Jeep Wrangler, you're saying to yourself, I'm going to get the red one because no one has red. I don't see them anywhere. They're never, like I'm driving, I've been looking at that car forever. I love the red, but I just don't see the red. Nobody gets the red. Now, red's a bad example because everyone gets red. So let's pick a different color, like forest green. That's another good color, but forest green. I'm going to get the forest green one. And then the moment you get the forest green one, every single Jeep you see is forest green. It's because once you're aware of your surroundings, you see it. And the thing is, what I was taught about the RAS filters is that the reason we have these RAS filters that kind of block out 99.9% of the stimuli going on around us is we would really go insane if we were able to take in everything that's going on around us at once. We're not able to handle that much information, I guess. So these filters keep us focused on what we think is important, what you think is important, what I think is important. That Jeep Wrangler in forest green. So basically, keep your eyes open. I'm on this path of coming out here every day for the rest of my life, and then I run into a motivational speaker in New Jersey on the way to a radio station. How amazing is that? Now, you may say, so? I ran into one person on the way to a radio station before I got back in a car and drove 3 hours back to go home. That person happened to be a motivational speaker who showed me photos of he was on stage with Tony Robbins and Richard Branson. And I'm saying to myself, if that's not a sign, if that's not telling me, Mark, you better keep going. I don't know what else to say. You know, I mean, it's just completely insane. Who's on right now on Insta? I got to say hello to you this way, but I want to tell you guys something. Listen, head over to YouTube, subscribe and ding that bell. Type in Mark Pyers Real Talk. I'm live every day for the rest of my life, but it looks much better on YouTube. You're going to hear it in multi-track HD. Right now, I'm getting very creative for you here. I got to tell you what I set up. Okay. We're live on 8 different social media platforms right now. And then on Instagram, I got my camera trained right on the laptop. So you guys are watching the show, but I didn't have you just sitting with the terrible iPhone audio today. I've got my lavalier mic plugged in to the iPhone. And then that lavalier is close enough to the speaker. So you guys should be hearing crystal clear audio here on Insta. So you got to let me know if it sounds good over there. But I apologize about your video. You're not getting the crystal clear. You're getting this weird looking thing because I had to zoom in on the screen. So head over to YouTube. Join me over there. We've been building subscribers the last week since we started this, which is great, but I want to blow this thing out. So let's get it out there, people. Subscribe and ding that bell. I love saying that now. I'm like, let's ding that bell. You guys don't remember this one. This is a song I recorded 2 weeks ago on Real Talk on the weekend. Every weekend on Real Talk. It's Music Night on the Beat Seat. And this is the stuff we do. Check this out. And that's me playing every single instrument. So what I do is live looping on the Beat Seat. So you've seen people live loop before. That was what my show was when I was a touring musician. Traveled the country, not the globe, for about 10 years. Wrote about 120 songs during that period of time, about maybe 30 or 40 since. We actually write a lot here on the show live. I don't write it prior, it's just all improvised, and we've come up with some really great songs in the process. But 10 years traveling this country, playing music, live looping, and beatboxing terribly. I was such a terrible beatboxer. That's the worst. So I'd be like in the middle of these awesome, like this. And I'd be like, I need percussion. So I'd be like, and I'm terrible at it. And then I thought, this is when I invented the Beat Seat. I thought to myself, thank the Lord, because you have all this instrumentation. Sounds like real band. And then you're going to throw in a beatbox over the top of that? So, no. Beat Seat. Listen to the Beat Seat in the background. So, guys, you should be tuning in every day, but especially on the weekends, if you're not out and about, if you're single and you're out and about, hey, good for you. Come home and turn on the replay. But if you're home, you're hanging out, you got some friends over, drop the YouTube channel on your big screen, Real Talk time. Let's shut off the television, the negatube. That's what we call it. It's the negatube, guys. Everything coming out of it is negativity. It's just meant to drag you down and make you feel like you need something. You don't. You don't need anything from those people. What you need is within you. That is factual. That is factual. I think if you shut off all the tech, if you just had no electricity and you were left alone with your thoughts and your belief and your abilities, you would learn that you could do anything. Anything. Listen, I want to tell you guys something. This world's about division right now. Hey, you're in this group and you're in that group and I don't like you because you're this. No, we're all the same. We're all like just human beings. We're supposed to be getting along and everyone's trying to pull us apart. I don't know what else to tell you. That's why I come out here every day, just try to bring some light to this world, because at the end of the day, I just don't see enough of it. And when I do, I feel great. When I see somebody else bringing something to the planet, I'm just like, yes. I see a new artist or something that's bringing just color to this life. Creativity is color. Just brings in a new palette, just something new for you to experience. If you're open and aware, right? Remember, it's like it's the signs. Being in the moment, living in the moment. You know, that's something we talked about yesterday on Danny's show. Is I find most people are so caught up in the fact that it's impossible to survive in this world that they don't live in the moment. They're focused on everything else because, let's be honest, it's very hard to not be focused on everything else. And unfortunately, what that does is it causes us to not live, and we start dying while we're here living. And I don't want that for anybody. I want you to find a way to something better. And that's why I do. This is something I keep trying to explain to you guys just so you believe it. Start believing it. You've got something inside of you that just nobody else has. Nobody else has it. You just have to figure out what it is, how you bring it to the world, how you monetize it. Because honestly, at the end of the day, what you want to do is find a way to do what you love. Get paid to do what you love. That's what you're aiming for. I think we'd all love to do that. The problem is, there's not enough jobs in the world that fill that. Ooh, everybody gets to do what they love. Very few get to do what they love. I'm doing what I love. I don't care if I ever get paid for this. That's the difference between me and everyone else. Everyone else is doing it to try to get paid. I'm just doing it because I want to affect real change. There's a reason my motto is to affect a positive change one person at a time. It's not feasible to expect the world to change in a day. I just want to grab one person at a time. I want one person today to say, you know what? I'm going to follow this guy because I like what he's saying. And tomorrow it's going to be more of this, because it is. I come out every single day unscripted to just bring the truth of the universe out of me. I don't know. That's my way of seeing it. I speak. I let my feelings out. I don't hide any of them. And I hope you guys appreciate that and say, look, good for you, Mark. Because honestly, I'm feeling lighter than ever. And yeah, I lost a few pounds, but that's not what I mean. Just feeling like when you start giving of yourself, you start feeling great. It's the best thing I could say. This has been an epic Real Talk episode. I don't know what's... If anything, this should show you guys that I'm really loving what I am doing here on Real Talk. Really, I'm having so much fun. I'm scrolling through stories looking for anything that we could discuss here because there's nothing good. Everything is negative. Anyway, I don't know. What's this say? Drone captures images no one was supposed to see. That's all ad stuff. You guys see these like ads? They totally try to grab you. Did she really get it? I'm like, ooh, what is it? I got to go check. No, don't check any of that stuff. Because then all of a sudden they grab you. If you click on one thing, all of a sudden you're in that targeting thing. You guys know what that is? Ooh. I had a friend. Let me see, get back over here. There we go. My buddy was telling me about how he was looking at basketball hoops for his son. He's like, you know, I'm thinking about getting a basketball hoop. And now I'm doing this. It's going to happen to me. Watch this. He's like, I'm looking at basketball hoops. What do you think? And we're over there. I said, you know what? You should look at Spalding. Spalding's like a good name. They've been around forever. Yeah, you could try out Spalding, you know? And so the next time I saw him, he's like, that night, he's getting ads on his screen for basketball hoops. And I said to him, you have Alexa, don't you? He said, yeah. I said, I think Alexa's listening to you when she shouldn't be listening to you. He goes, oh my goodness. And then I'm starting to think about this. We've just opened up like Pandora's box. Here, let's just bring the man into our house. Let's just open it up. Let everybody do whatever. It's insanity. And there's no privacy anymore. And everyone knows everything about everyone. And I'll tell you something crazy. The other day, I don't know, it was Google profile or something like that. I just clicked on something. And it had a list of everything that I'm into. This is what Google has figured out about you, Mark. What? Detailed. Detailed. This is the type of websites I like, or the type of, you know, programs I'm into. Like, it even said, like, motivational speaking. Like, everything down the line. Musician, music, inventions. Like, it was unbelievable. What they do is, I think you, someone who's out there in the tech world, needs to tell me. Can we get Snowden on here? Snowden. Snowden, can we get you on? Where are you, Snowden? We got to get Snowden on the program. Maybe he could tell us exactly what's going on here. Now, for example, you guys know you should put a little sticker on top of your laptop, your camera, right? We have that at home. My wife puts the sticker on top because those cameras can be activated. The light doesn't go on, and they're filming you. Now, this isn't conspiracy theory stuff, guys. This is real. This is what's going on out there. And my philosophy is, and my wife's, our philosophy is, well, if you got nothing to hide, then who cares? But they collect data just to collect data. They don't get rid of it. They're for no reason. They don't need to collect data on my wife, on me, or anybody. They should be collecting data on people who are doing things wrong in this world and trying to figure out a way to make it right. Not going out there and just collecting data just to have it and then selling that data to third parties, which is what I think is going on out there. So anyway, we got into that, huh? I never know where we're going to go on Real Talk, guys. I want to remind you guys to get onto any podcast network and download the Real Talk program. It's free of charge. We have 37 episodes up there. I'm going to drop another one. I've been talking about it. I got to get one out there, maybe today or tomorrow. Go to YouTube, subscribe, ding the bell. I'll be back tomorrow and every day. Tomorrow's actually day 330 in a row. 330 days, guys. We're almost there. We're almost there. And then what? We start over. Year two, day one. Day 366 in a row. What do we do after that? Talk to me when we get to day 3,642 in a row. And then ask me what I'm doing the next day. Coming back for more. God willing. God willing. That's my plan. So I think on the way out here, I've been using this as the outro. I'm digging on it. Digging on it. So I look forward to tomorrow. We're going to get into some more, like we do. If you have any topics, shoot me a DM. Remember, YouTube, subscribe, ding that bell. I'll see you tomorrow. Mark Pyers.